USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials said Monday that their gross domestic product expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down economic activity. In April, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open their wallets. After big tech censoring of President Trump and other conservatives in recent months, State Representative Tom Kading in North Dakota introduced a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts in North Dakota. No word on when the measure would be voted on. The winner at the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii, belonged to Kevin Na. He won for the fourth time in a row. Na was three shots behind with six holes to play for a one-shot victory with a birdie on the final hole. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.